Warsaw, in Uman, in Odessa, in Kishinev, in Riga. And eventually they opened two great rabbinical seminaries, one in Vilna and one in Zhytomyr. And the rabbinical seminaries were meant to produce rabbis in the spirit of the times. And there is nothing as obsolete as a rabbi in the spirit of the time. And these two seminaries proved to be enormous flops. When the Russian government would interfere once more, as we will see, the Russian government appointed the professors. Eventually, they became schools that attempted to convert the young men to create the Russian Orthodoxy. And most of the professors were not even Jewish. And it became ridiculous. But originally, that was the purpose. And as a perverse thing, the Haskalah saw in the terrible decrees of the Russian government the way that it would be able to triumph, because it saw that the Russian government was out to break the hold of tradition and orthodoxy. And therefore, the Maskilim did not publicly oppose and sometimes clandestinely aided the Russian government in the enforcement of these terrible decrees. It's not the first time in history that you have this type of psychology, this type of belief that it's in order to achieve the great end, you're allowed to destroy everything because at the end it's going to be good. Stalin said, right, that you can't make omelets without breaking eggs. Chairman Mao said that for China to become industrialized, he's willing for 100 million Chinese to starve. Well, that's a different way of looking at the world than the way the Torah looks at the world. The Torah cannot look at the world and see anything that justifies 100 million Chinese starving. Nothing. No good goal can justify it. And the Maskilim here were guilty of out-and-out treachery because of the fact that their hope in Western enlightenment and their hope in the fact that the Jewish problem could be solved through this assimilatory process was so great that they were willing to destroy the Jewish people. You know, it's like somebody goes to the doctor. I mean, Rahman al-Islam, today we have so many cases like that. The treatment is worse than the disease. Your choice is whether to suffer from the disease or suffer from the treatment. And the treatment many times is, it's just not worth it. That's what happened here. It would not be till much later in the game that the Maskilim would realize their error. They would realize the terribly negative thing that they were doing. But by that time, they had lost a great deal of public support, and they had lost a great deal of public trust because of their error in the support of the Russian government. The second thing regarding the Haskalah is that they could not control themselves. They immediately turned into very anti-religious, bitterly anti-religious force. And they ridiculed the Jewish religion, much as the Jewish communists would in the after the revolution ridicule the Jewish religion, would be the most barbarous in their accusations and in their behavior towards the Jews. So we'll see next time, God willing, in the continuation of the discussion of the Haskalah, how it developed into its different branches, what forms it took, and eventually what fate it suffered, and how it was finally rescued. It will be rescued by political Zionism, so that the Haskalah is still with us in varying forms today.